Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the seventh day of the month of Nisan in Israel, where it is already Yom Chamishi, the eighth day. We continue to hold Achenu Kobeis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people, davening for all those who have been injured, whether in service or just running to Mamad, all have a Refuah Shalema. While we keep in our tefillos the brave American servicemen and women, or even those who have been lost, living their lives in the line of duty, praying for recovery for all who have been injured, whether those injuries are physical, mental, emotional, seen or unseen, we all have a Refuah Shalema. Above all else, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask the Ribono Shel Olam to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of Israel, of the United States, and all who stand against these threats, that they may lead clarity and strength. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. Benomar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eli Stern, Director of Outreach at the Link Kollel in Los Angeles, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Stern's remarks, he will lead us in Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are Psalms 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew, and translated into English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredibly brave and unbelievable Chayalim. Finally, Rabbi Stern will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholem, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. That link, as always, ou.org/Tehillim Call.
B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Stern.
Thank you very much for that introduction, Rabbi Herman. We are standing right now on the precipice of Pesach, and we know Chazal tell us the Nisan Niglu, the Nisan Asidim Higoyel. In the month of Nisan, we are redeemed, and in the Nisan, we'll in the future be redeemed. It's the most propitious month for redemption. So at the same time that we're reflecting on the terrible matzah of our brethren in Eretz Yisrael, we have a perspective from Pesach that I think can help us. How do we reconcile the joy that we're about to anticipate of Pesach with the terrible situation right now, as Herman mentioned, people running to the Mamad, running in many times in the middle of the night to the safe room, to the shelter, many people being injured, even a number of people being killed. Let's take the example of matzah and try to see a certain duality in matzah that perhaps casts some insight into today's situation. Does matzah represent slavery or freedom? The average person on the street, they might say slavery, because after all, the Jews ate matzah in the triangle. It was good food for slaves. It stayed with them for many hours at a time. At the same time, we also know they ate matzah the night they left. And matzah is associated with freedom. That Chazal called matzah namad hamuna, the bread of amuna. That we got the amuna that we got that night, the nisim that Hashem performed for us that night, the Tzias Mitzrayim, that gives us amuna to this day. So it seems to be positive and negative. And there's some other questions we could ask. If the reason that we eat matzah, quote unquote, that's mentioned in the Haggadah, that's mentioned in the Torah, that we didn't have time to tarry, lo yochel zomea, because we were being chased out, and the bread we made wasn't ready to rise yet, the dough wasn't ready to rise yet, that, how does that jive with the facts? Hashem had given the commandments he not so 2 weeks before Pesach, at the very beginning of the set of commandments in Parshas Bo, starting with Rosh Chodesh. He tells them about the Korban Pesach, he tells them about Matzah. So, what does that have to do with the, he knew it was going to happen long before the dough didn't rise. Number two, they didn't leave when they're supposed to leave, seemingly. They're supposed to leave at midnight. Paro tells them to leave then, but in fact, they don't leave until the morning. And they're all set to go. They finished their Suda, their Seder, and they had Matzah the Seder. There was no, the first year, there was no prohibition to have chametz the rest of Pesach. Only starting the second year were they forbidden to having chametz. So they're waiting and waiting, you know, waiting for the plane to depart. You know, there's delays and delays. They thought they were leaving at midnight, and they said, you know, it's so late already, let me go have some breakfast. And they go make chametz breakfast, because at that point they could still have chametz. And just as they're about to, they're making the bread, just then they get an announcement, your plane is leaving in 10 seconds. Oh, what happened here? They have to quickly stop what they're doing, run with the dough, and run onto the plane, so to speak. Why did Hashem fake them out like that? Why did he force them into that situation where they have to eat matzah, and that bread turned to matzah, as we say in the Haggadah? So the whole thing here seems strange. What's cause, what's the effect, why the fake out? So, you know, Chazal tells us matzah represents, we just said, emunah, which represents freedom. The Maharal says there are two types of freedom the matzah represents. That two ways something can become chametz. Number one is the simple way that everybody's familiar with. When you mix flour and water for 18 minutes, there's an inexorable process. It's too late to stop it after 18 minutes, and now becomes chametz. The ability to stop on a dime, to step on the brakes in life of doing things we're not supposed to be doing, or about to do things we're tempted to do, like saying a juicy bit of lashon hara on the tip of your tongue, and you slam on the brake. The ability to not be enslaved to those forces within us that says, resistance is futile, just do it, right? You're about to do the Aveira, you're about to say the word, and the Yetzer is saying, resistance is futile, just do it. And I say, no, I can overcome that. Just because a process is taking place, it's pulsating within me, doesn't mean it has to get to chametz. It doesn't mean that it has to rise, it has to come to that seemingly inexorable conclusion. I could stop. I could slam on the brake. That's freedom, freedom from within. And then it's freedom from without. For Ashkenazim, at least, we don't eat egg matzah, matzah, ashira, not chametz. Many people, eat it Erev Pesach, not it's in it, the crumbs, but we don't eat it. So the Maharal says that represents the other type of freedom, freedom from the ambient milieu, from the world around us, from the cultural hegemony of the secular world. Whether it's Mitzrayim, whether it's Greece, Rome, whether it's America today, the Western world today, the environment that we're in, the cultural environment that we seemingly are incapable of resisting. And the answer is no, matzah has to be pure. You can't have fruit juice, you can't have eggs, you can't have any extrinsic elements. It has to be pure. So it's freedom from the Yetzirah from within, the source of the Issa, the yeast and the Chazal court, and the sheep and Malchus, the enslavement to the nations of the world. Not necessarily physical enslavement. We're not enslaved to any physical nation today. Even in Iran right now, Jews are able, under obviously difficult situations, they could daven, they could learn, and they could eat matzah and have a seder. But it's the spiritual slavery from the world around us that's constantly bombarding us with messages and billboards and other things trying to get us to give in to that Yetzer from within, but which is stimulated from without by all their messages. So now we have two things. We have freedom, we have slavery, both represented by matzah. In a deeper sense, this means everything is from Hashem, the evil and the good. As we say in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashem is Yotze Or Borei Choshech, he creates light and darkness. He creates evil. Yes, Hashem creates evil, but the evil is there to edify us, to get us to rectify our flaws, to get us to grow, to become better people, between man and God, between man and man. That's what the evil is. Hashem creates sparring partners, spiritual sparring partners for us to be able to fight certain forces. And when we're in great distress, as we are right now. It's the olive presser that's pressing harder and harder on the olive, and the oil that comes out is much purer. The harder the pressure, commensurate how great the pressure is, that's how much purer the olive is, the oil is. And that's what this time is about. Every time of suffering, Chazal tells Godel HaSaras of the Baas, greater was removed the ring of Achashverus the Haman, which gave him the license to murder the Jews, than all the admonitions of 48 male prophets and 7 female prophetesses. Because when we're under the gun from our enemies, that forces us to work on ourselves, to take on things we thought were too difficult, too impossible to take. That's not for me. Not holding by that. It's too hard. It's not. I can't relate to it. It's beyond my reach. And the answer is it's not. When the time of great need and great suffering, we can reach much higher between man and man, between man and God, all the things we need to rectify. And with that tshuva, with that rectification, with that growth, we then merit the redemption. In fact, there's a pithy expression that the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Amos, the time of the Holocaust, said that he erev hivoker yom echad. The pasuk, right? There's night and there was day. It's one day, says the Ger Rebbe. There's evil and there's goodness. Night is always symbolic of the feeling bereft of Hashem's countenance. That's the night. The morning represents redemption, represents clarity. But they're all yom echad. It's all from one source. Who brought the evil? It's Hashem. Who redeems us from the evil? Who brings the light? It's Hashem. That's the idea of the matzah. Matzah represents terrible suffering and slavery that we ate that matzah Mitzrayim. But matzah also represents the geula, tremendous redemption when we cried out to Hashem. The first time in all those years we cried out to Hashem and we did tshuva and we got connected. We were idolaters, Chazal tell us. We connected at that moment of our suffering and all of a sudden everything changed. God, with the Chazal tell us on Purim, we have to drink so we don't know the difference in Baruch Mordechai and Orah Haman. Same gematria 502. Because one is the evil, Mordechai represents the evil, Haman represents the evil, and Mordechai represents the redemption. But they're two sides of the same coin. Because it wasn't for Haman's decree against us, Klal Yisrael wouldn't have done the tshuva they needed to do. So if we fast forward to today, God willing, the suffering we're going through now, our brethren are going through right now, is a catalyst for us to grow, to edify ourselves, to become great. And with that, we should merit to see the final redemption, which means this year, a week from tonight in Pesach, we should be in Yerushalayim, your Kodesh, with the Beis Hamikdash, with the covering Pesach, and Heir Amenu, Amen. I'll now say the Tehillim, starting with chapter 20. Lametzeach nezmor l'David, Yancho Adonai b'yom tzoro, Yizkeach Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishach Ezechom Yikodesh, V'tiyol Nisodeko, Shiva Mavo says, I Nayori, may I in Yavo Ezri may Imadunoi, Ose Shamay Vores, Al Yitain Mamo Dragwecho, Al Yanun Shomarecho, Ine Lo Yanun Velo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomarecho, Adonai Tulcha Yadminecho, Yamama Shemesh Lo Yakecho, Yereach Valoigo, Adonai Shrochomi Koro, Yishras Nabshecho, Adonai Shrotes Vuecho, Beatrovi Adolom, Uflamit. Our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea and land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. I'll make the Mishaber for the Tzahal, the members of the Israel Defense Force. Mishaber Avosenu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Berechas Chayle Tzavo Hagenot Yisrael, Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Omdim Al Mishmar Arteinu, Ve'orei Eloheinu, Nigvu Havadonon Ve'ad Nidbar Mitzrayim, Umin Hayom Hagodo Ad Lavo Haravo, Ve'chom Mokam Shehem, Ve'yabosha Ba'avir Ve'yam, Yitain Adonai Es Oyveinu, Hanigafim Oleinu, Nigaf, Hakamim Aleinu, Nigafim Lefaneinu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmor, Yatzil, Es Chayoleinu, Yikol Tzara Tzufa, Yikol Nego Machla, Yishak Rafa Tzocha, Bechom Atze Yideihem, Yadber Soneinu Tateihem, Uva Atzeren, Uva Atzrein, Bekeser, Bekeser Yeshua, Uva Atzeres Nitzachol, and Anoy Elohim Kafasuv, as it says, Anoy Elohim Hu Elohim Lochem. Elohim Lochem Im Oiv Veichem Halvech Lefneichem Hoshem Hoshia Eschem V'Domar Amen. Now we'll say the Tehillim and I'll pause for 30 seconds in the middle of the Mishabeh for the sick. Mishabeh for the Seinu Avim Yisrael Yartel Mosh Arun Dabu Shmono Baruch Yerape Es HaCholim. Bavur, Shosan Bavur, Gosh Bochu, Yemali Rachamim Alehem, Yisflach Mehem, Hu Shalema, Rachim Alehem, Lachimam, Laposan Sikam, Lachiosan, Shlach Mehem, Hefu Shem Shemayim, Chorvein Hogim, So Shokal Israel, Fuas and Epis for Sagoof, Hashra Bagos Gariv, and Omar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Stern. Great to have you on. Wishing you and your family, Chag Kosher Sameach, and looking forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, Yiras Hashem, in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy as well for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Even during these challenging times, remember, it's true, remember that the best is yet to come. Someone shared the other day, I think it was on the Tehillim call, when we had Rabbi Feigenbaum a couple weeks ago when I was still in Israel. Each day brings us one day closer to Mashiach. Today we're one day closer than we were yesterday. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. All of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.